Hey, it's Mark K. from The Mark K. Show. You hear me every day from 10 a.m. to noon on News 104.5 WOKV. First of all, thanks for listening to The Mark K. Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's Morning News interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes and Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
You've got to get Mark K. more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark K.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
2 full hours of the Mark K. show starts right now.
All right, listen, I have a philosophical, I don't know if it's a philosophical question or a legal question, but I need to know the answer. And it's been bothering me for about 5 minutes, but it's going to bother me for the next 2 hours if I don't get an answer to this question. So I'd like you to chime in on this topic. It has nothing to do with the State of the Union. We will get to that. It has nothing to do with Ruth Bader Ginsburg's health. We'll get to that too. It has nothing to do with what's going on in Virginia or what's going on here in Jacksonville. No, it's just a question and I need a legitimate answer. And if anyone can help out, I'd greatly appreciate it. 855-765-1045 is our number. So here's the question. And no doubt this has happened to you. You go to a store, you park your car, you get out, you walk into a store, you walk into a restaurant, a bar, wherever you are. And then when you come back, somebody has left a flyer on your window, on your windshield, underneath, you know, it's tucked in there underneath your, windshield wiper. Now, typically, a lot of people will pick it up out of their windshield wiper, put it in their car, throw it, whatever. Some people just toss it on the ground. Here's my question. If I get out of the store, go to my car, get in my car, and drive away, and then the flyer that is stuck underneath my windshield wiper, which I never saw, didn't ask for, didn't touch, flies up into the air and lands on the ground, who is accused of littering? Me or the jackwad who put it under my windshield in the first place? Who's the litterer? Who's breaking the law? Who's the one that's destroying the earth? If I don't put it on my car, if somebody walks along and sticks it under my windshield wiper and I get in my car, I just drive away, and the thing floats around and it flies right off and lands on the ground somewhere. Who littered? Did I litter? Or did the guy who stuck it under my windshield in the first place litter? Now, and again, this is a tricky legal matter. I know, because I assume, like, if I go to my car and I see it there and I pull it out of the windshield wiper and throw it on the ground, clearly I'm a litterer. But if I don't even touch it, How can I possibly be to blame? By the way, I'm asking for a friend. It's not like I just do this that often. But if there is something stuck under my windshield and I didn't put it there, I'm not wasting my time. I'm just going to tell you that right now. I'm just going to tell you. It's like, you know what else I hate? Is these people that, I don't know, I guess they think it's a good marketing system, but they'll take, for example, a business card. Maybe they're a landscaper or they clean carpets or they're a roofer, and they take a business card, they stick it in a plastic bag, like a Ziploc bag with a rock, and they dump it in your driveway. So you get home and it looks like there's trash in your driveway, and it's somebody's business card in a baggie with a rock weighing it down. Do people buy services from people that do that? Is that a legitimate way of advertising, buying Ziploc bags and stones? I mean that to me is just littering. Troy in Jacksonville. Troy, thanks so much for calling the Mark K. Show. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself, Mark?
I'm doing good, man. What do you think? Who's to blame for littering? If they stick something under my windshield wiper, I drive off and it blows off of my car.
I think if you never saw it, it's not your fault. But, you know, I've always wondered, is someone who's littering creating jobs and stimulating the economy? I mean, someone's got to pick it up, right?
That is true. Typically, though, it's just like convicts in orange jumpsuits or Boy Scout troops who are adopting a highway. I know, because I used to do that when I was a convict. I'm sorry, when I was a Boy Scout. I get the two confused. But you know what it is? You know what this is? And I'll argue this. People will always say you shouldn't leave your cart. Like when you go to the grocery store and they have the cart return or whatever, but people will just leave them in the parking lot. If you take your cart back to the cart return, you're actually stealing a job from somebody, because they have to pay somebody good money to walk around the parking lot and collect all those carts and take them back. And yeah, you're definitely, it's a make work project, and you're better off. You're doing somebody a world of good if you just leave stuff laying around in the grocery store parking lot. Great question, though. Hey, thanks so much for calling. I don't know. I feel feel like I'm not to blame, and I feel like I'm not doing anything wrong if somebody puts litter under my windshield wiper and it flies off while I'm driving down the highway at 90 miles an hour. But maybe that, well, I know we have a lot of lawyers that listen to this station and even more that advertise on this station. So maybe you guys could give me a buzz and help me out. All right. So let's talk a little bit about the State of the Union, shall we? Because that is happening tonight. And a lot of people already asking us questions. We got questions about it on the open mic messages. We have people that are excited about this, that, and the other. We have people that are just wanting to see how the Democrats will perform or how the Democrats will act at the State of the Union address tonight, which is something I'll be honest with you. I'm a little curious to see myself.
I can't wait to watch the State of the Union address tonight to find out if Chuck and Nancy levitate, their heads spin around, and they vomit pea soup.
Yeah. That could happen. I think that if it would happen at any time during the State of the Union or during Donald Trump's term, it would definitely be during the State of the Union address, because that's when they're most likely to just totally lose it. 855-765-1045.
I don't care if they're Democrat or Republican. If you refuse to show up for this, you should not be in office. They represent us. They work for us. If they can't work, they need to get out.
I don't remember last year's State of the Union address. I know at the when I was up at the inauguration of Donald J. Trump as president of the United States, a lot of the Congress people and a lot of the senators, they avoided that ceremony. They were invited, but they said, not something we're into. And they boycotted the inauguration of Donald Trump, which I thought that was heinous. I thought that was awful. I don't know that anyone did it last year at the State of the Union. I want to say there were like one or two, maybe three. But then, of course, this year it seems like the number is going to swell. You have a lot of freshman Congress people that think they know better than everybody else. A lot of those uppity millennials who think they know how the world should be, and they may stay home and play Fortnite for all we know. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she may just go dance on some tables or something tonight instead of the set. That's what she likes to do. Star *1045 is our number, or 855-765-1045. This is Eric from Jack's Beach. Hi, Eric. How are you?
Hey, Mark, how you doing this morning?
I'm great, man. You got some advice for me about littering.
Yeah, well, it's all with today's liberal mindset, especially with the government. It's all relative. If you're a rich person in a nice car, then you're the one littering.
Okay, I'm neither of those.
For the poor person that put it on there, they're just trying to make a dime. They can't be littering. Now, if the person's car got put on is also economically challenged, then it's not their fault either.
Yeah.
Well, with today's society, it's all about, it's relative to your income level, whether you're guilty of littering or not.
I see what you're saying, though. You're probably right. You're probably right. Because I have a job, and because I have a car, and because I'm well-to-do, and because I pay my taxes, and because I'm a white male, I'm just trying to keep everybody else down by probably not just littering, but not even reading their pay. Like, now I'm basically, they've got this job, they're doing their job, they're just trying to get a leg up, and I'm ignoring them. You're probably right. I'm to blame.
And you're not showing any empathy by not reading it, obviously, too. But, you know, if you're in the Land Cruiser, you're littering.
Yeah.
If you're in the Beater Jalopy, you're not littering.
No, that's a great point. Hey, thanks so much for calling. By the way, I 100% am not showing any empathy to any. Well, I don't know why that's happening. I'm 100% not showing any empathy to anybody who puts those flyers on my car. I think it's one of the worst ways you could advertise. I've never purchased anything from a flyer on my car. I've never gone to an event from a flyer on my car. I've never gone into a store that puts a flyer on my car. And I've never, ever used anything from anybody who leaves their business card in a Ziploc sandwich bag with a stone on my driveway. 855-765-1045. Why do I feel like I'm going to get home and have 5,000 little Ziploc bags with cards and stones in my driveway at like noon? I just feel like that's going to happen. 855-765-1045. This is the Markay Show. More on the State of the Union coming up. We'll be right back on News 104.5 WOKV. This is the Markay Show, and I'm Markay. Thanks so much for joining me. So we're gonna get to the fun stuff first in a minute. But we're getting a lot of open mic messages today about this poignant question that I asked that I feel we all need to know the answer to. If somebody leaves a flyer under your car, as they do when you go to the mall or the town center or the movie theater or whatever, sometimes you walk out of a restaurant, there's a flyer underneath your windshield that somebody thinks, oh, this is a great way to advertise my business. And then let's say you get in your car without touching the flyer, drive away. Maybe you don't even see it at all. Maybe you're too into your conversation, or you're looking at your phone like 99% of the population. You get in your car, you drive away, the flyer starts flapping, all of a sudden It's gone. Who littered? Did you litter or did the jackhole who left it on your windshield litter? Star 1045 is the number, or 855-765-1045. Mike is in Jacksonville. Mike, thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. How are you?
Hey, Mike. I'm great. How are you, sir?
Good. What do you think?
First of all, I love the show.
Oh, well, I appreciate it.
I have a theory.
Okay.
I'm a driver. Okay, so let's say that something's on your windshield and it flies off. It's another vehicle and they crash.
Okay.
Who's responsible?
If so, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Who's?
Well, what I'm saying is, my understanding is that it's your responsibility as the car owner, you know, to make sure the tires are right, everything works, and if something's on your vehicle.
But if somebody put something on my vehicle, if somebody put, and I understand what you're saying, because it's my car. It's like if somebody drowns in my pool, right. It's my fault. Or if somebody slips on my walk because I didn't shovel the snow. I mean, that doesn't happen. We don't have to worry about that in Florida. But you know, if somebody slips because, I don't know, I didn't blow the leaves off of my walk, or there's a crack in it and they trip and sprain their ankle, technically I'm liable even if I didn't invite them on my property. But this is my car and I clearly didn't invite anybody to leave. I feel almost like leaving the thing on my car in the first place is a form of littering. 855-765-1045. We have, like I said, we got a bunch of open mic messages on this. Everybody seems to have an opinion.
If one of those grocery bags are floating around in the highway and you come by and it gets caught on your bumper and you carry it for about 5 miles and it blows off your bumper there, are you littering?
I would say no, but I guess it just depends on how good your lawyer is. Whether, you know, if the other side can argue better than your lawyer can, then you might be guilty of littering.
Hey, Mark, take it from a professional truck driver. Anything that comes off of your vehicle is considered an unsecure load, and you are responsible for it ultimately, even if somebody else puts it on there and you're not aware.
Wait, what? Wait a minute. Unsecured load?
Unfortunately, the law covers this. You are responsible for anything in or on your vehicle. Secure load law.
But I mean, I don't understand. It's a flyer. I mean, that's like if you're hauling bales of hay or something, and they roll off the back of the pickup truck. Or if you're, I don't know what else, maybe you put like a bike on a bike rack, but you don't strap it down. Or a surfboard, you're headed out to Jack's Beach, and you forgot to put the bungee cord on your surfboard, and it slides off, and you're like, dude, gnarly. And somebody, you know, that to me is more of an unsecured load than a flyer that somebody puts under my windshield wiper. But again, you know, what the hell do I know?
It's the wind's fault.
Okay. Thank you very much. 855-765-1045. If you have any opinions at all as to whose fault it is to litter. Because if somebody puts something under your car and you drive away, under your windshield wiper, and you drive away and it blows off into the air, I mean, who's responsible? Who's responsible? We had a guy on our Facebook page say, but I heard about this show from a flyer that was left under my car. That's a lie. We don't advertise at all. And we would never, ever advertise that way. All right. Coming up here in just a minute, it is State of the Union Day, which is very exciting for some people.
It's State of the Union Day.
See? And that happens tonight at 9 o'clock. That happens tonight at 9 o'clock. We will... We will bring you that live here. We'll take a quick break. Oh, no, we won't take a quick break. Are we? Okay, all right. We're going to keep going. Perfect. What we're going to do is we're going to hear that live here on what station are we on? News 104.5 WOKV. But the State of the Union is tonight. We have we're not sure whether or not everyone's going to be there. As we said before, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she may not even be on this earth. So we're not sure if she's going to be there or not. We also have some Congress people and some senators who supposedly are going to be boycotting. They're going to be boycotting the State of the Union, which I just don't understand. It's not like it's an election, or it's not like it's the inauguration. It's the State of the Union. I mean, it's still your country. I don't know what boycotting it is going to, what good are you going to do? It's not like Donald Trump gets paid by the number of tickets that are sold. you know, boycotting the State of the Union does nobody any good. When you boycott a company, and this is the problem, people just don't understand what a boycott is. When you boycott a company, you're trying to hit them where it hurts, which is in the pocketbook. You're trying to bring down their market share and decrease their sales by saying, we're not shopping at your store anymore. We're not going to see your stupid movie, or we're not buying your albums, or any of those kinds of things. That's what a boycott is, saying we're not going to the state. It doesn't matter. Donald Trump's still going to be a billionaire when the whole thing's over. And he's still going to want $5 billion for his wall. So you can boycott all you want. And it's not mandatory either. But he is bringing – there are some people that we know for a fact are going to be there. And we're going to run through that list for you here in just a minute. Cue the music. There you go. It's the Mark Kaye Show on News 104.5 WOKV. We'll be right back.
I used to flyer for club promotions. I used to hate it when promoters would put flyers on people's windshields and it would get stuck to their windshields during the rain, or it would just fly off. I always put it on their door handles so they always see it when they come open the door.
See, that guy's an evil genius, because if you put it under the door handle, then you're forced to see it. You have to do something with it. Like, you can't just leave it there. You're going to have to. I mean, that's the thing. I praise that guy for at least, you know, making me aware of it. But at the same time, I despise all that. I will say this, too. And in full disclosure, I used to, when I was in college, and I went to college in New York City, so it was a little different. We didn't do the cars, but I was one of those guys that stood on the corner of the street, and I handed out, I had a job handing out flyers for Caroline's Comedy Club. And what we would do is we would go out after all the Broadway shows let out at like 11 o'clock, and we would stand outside the Broadway shows, and we would say, Caroline's Comedy Club, free admission to Caroline's Comedy Club after, and we just did that for an hour while all the shows were letting out, and then they paid us cash, totally, like, you know, under the table. We went out, drank with that money, and everybody enjoyed a free comedy show. But I didn't force feed these people these flyers. I handed it to them, and if they took it, they took it. And if they didn't, they didn't. And that's different than leaving it on my car underneath the windshield where I have no choice in the matter. 855-765-1045. This is Mike in Jacksonville. Mike, what'd you want to say?
Hey, I just want to let you guys know, I got ticketed for littering. And it was I had a pickup truck, and somebody threw a cup or something in the back of the pickup truck, and I was just driving down the road, and it flew out, and the cop gave me a ticket for littering.
Wow.
I bought it. I went to court, and the judge said, I'm still responsible. It was my vehicle. So I think it was on your windshield, and it flies off. Even if you didn't see it, you're still responsible.
That's the liberal judge right there. He's legislating from the bench. Hey, thanks so much for calling, man. And I feel for you, man. I feel horrible for you. I once got pulled over, too. It was for excessive speeding. That's neither here nor there.
I think all brand new pickup trucks should come with a $1,000 tax for littering, because everybody with a pickup truck throws their garbage in the back of the bed, and when they get home, there's no garbage in the back of their pickup truck.
I think that's every pickup truck driver. I mean, yeah, there are an exorbitant amount of pickup truck drivers who just treat the back of their truck like a mobile trash can. That's true, but I don't think it's everyone.
It's your responsibility to walk around the vehicle, check all your lights and tires before every time you drive the car. So it's your fault.
Shut up. Absolutely not. Does anybody walk? Nobody inspects their vehicle and checks their air pressure in their tires and checks their light. That does not happen every single time you walk around. Come on. Does anybody do that? If anybody can honestly claim that they inspect their vehicle every single time, they do a 360 walk around every single time before they start it up, please call 855-765-1045, because I just want to know how you have all that free time on your hands. David on the West Side, what's up, David? How are you?
Yeah, I got a lawn service, and these jackasses will throw a bag with their business card or whatever with rocks in it in people's yards. I'm out there picking it up. I don't like picking up other people's garbage.
Dude, I hate
that. I yell
that
at people when I see people throwing stuff at, blowing the horn at people when they're dumping their cigarette butts out on the road. I'm sure someone's going to probably shoot me one day because I get so furiously mad. This is my town.
Dude,
I don't like it.
David, you're my spirit animal, dude. I'm the same way. Those, how is it that if somebody takes a business card, puts it in a baggie with a rock, and throws it in my driveway, how is that not littering? I mean, that seems to me like that, and to them it's advertising, but to me it's trashvertising. So I feel like
I have called those people up and said, hey, my 15-year-old kid just ran over that rock with the bag and cut his head open. I want to get your name and number so I can get in touch with my lawyer, get in touch with y'all.
Yeah.
And they say, but it does make me mad.
Yeah, no, me too. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Michelle on Facebook goes, how can you not see the flyer underneath your windshield wiper on your car? Well, Michelle, sometimes I'm doing other things, like looking at my phone or looking at my other phone. *1045 855-765-1045. This is Karen on the west side. Hey, Karen, how are you?
Hey, doing great. Well, let's say that you are fined for littering when that flyer falls off your car.
Right.
Do you have recourse to take that to small claims court?
You mean
put the flyer on your car to begin with?
Yeah, and that's the other thing that seems weird to me. These people that are putting the flyers on the car, they're littering, in my humble opinion, and they're giving me all of their contact information at the same time. They're doing an annoying thing. They're breaking the law, I believe, in some states. And they're saying, by the way, if you need to get in touch with us, come to this party Saturday night. We'd love to have you. We'll give you $10. We'll give you $10 off at the door. 855-765-1045. Jimmy in Jacksonville. How's it going, Jimmy?
All right, man.
Oh, good. What do you want to say about these windshield wiper flyers? If they fly off, who's to blame? The driver or the flyer-er?
Well, I've been driving truck and trailer 36 years, and you mentioned a good point just a few minutes ago. Yes, I do walk around, make sure all my lights are working, flashes are working. Turn signal, that's an indicator. Being a professional driver, you get caught without a turn signal, you get shut down, just like the piece of paper. You are solely responsible as a driver. Florida state law is you are solely responsible for any actions of that vehicle.
Oh. You're talking about you're a professional 18. When you like you have a car, right, or something that your personal vehicle. Do you do the same thing when you're going to the grocery store, your gas station? You drive, you walk around your personal vehicle before you get in it.
Well, predominantly yes, because I've been trained to do that. Now you've got a lot of vehicles out there that can't even meet a state inspection. Now, what I would like to see is headlights being fixed. Signals being fixed, but
Oh, sorry, we're gone. I'd like you to get your cell phone fixed. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. And you know what? And here's the thing. When you're a professional like that, I feel like, yeah, okay, maybe that bleeds into your personal life. Like, I had a good friend who was in the Marine Corps. And whenever we went out to eat, he always wanted to sit with his back so that he could see the whole restaurant in case, I don't know, ISIS attacked or so. I don't know what his theory was, but he wanted to be in a position where he could jump up and be like, you know, he wanted to scope out the entire restaurant so that he would never. Meanwhile, I had my back to the place and I could have been Tony Soprano at any minute. And I never would have known. Ben from Orange Park. How are you, Ben?
I'm doing great, Mark. I appreciate your show. You're like a great, unfortunate case of poison ivy. You continue to grow on people, but as you itch it, you get used to it, and it's sort of pleasing to listen to.
Josh, that's a promo. Please pull that later today. That's great. We're going to promote the show and so the more you itch it, the more pleasing it becomes. All right. Well, I appreciate
exactly.
that, Ben. Thanks so much for that really interesting compliment.
With regard to the flyer on cars, there are ordinances both in Duval and Clay that I've looked up that do prohibit the placement of flyers, especially in grocery store parking lots.
Really?
So the violator is indeed breaking littering laws. Now, there is a First Amendment contest that could be provoked because it's giving them restricting their right of freedom to promote something. But in terms of a political or a commercial interests, throwing that on your car is, in fact, littering, and if the local store is made aware of it, they could actually prosecute the person doing same.
Ben, that is fantastic. I appreciate you calling for two reasons. Number one, for the most interesting compliment I've ever received on this show, and also for that tidbit that these people that are leaving the flyers on my car in the first place could potentially be breaking the law depending on where and when the situation occurs. All right, this is great. We have to take another break. I swear to God we're going to talk about the State of the Union, but this is just fascinating. This is like real life stuff that we all probably need to know. A lot. Oh, we have more information about the Ziploc bags with the business cards inside, too. All right, Paul, Alice, John, everybody hang tight. We'll get to you in just a minute. This is the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV. We'll be right back. This is the Mark Kay Show. My name is Mark Kay. Thank you so much for joining me today. We got a little sidetracked. So here's a conversation we're having. And this is something that's always annoyed me, and I've always wondered about this, and we're getting a lot of information about it. Apparently, there's one of the marketing tactics from, I don't know, 50 years ago is still alive and well today. It's putting the flyer for your business underneath the car windshield when somebody parks their car at a store and goes inside. They come out, there's a flyer on their windshield. Sometimes you see it, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you get in your car, you start driving, the thing flies up in the air and lands, and you're like, oh my God, I just littered. But did you? Did you, as the owner of the vehicle, litter because somebody put a flyer under your windshield and you didn't know about it? Or is the person and the business who hired that person to put that litter underneath your windshield, but while you weren't even aware of it, are they the ones? Are they the ones that you should blame for littering? 855-765-1045. I say that they're to blame and I'm innocent.
Mark, I love you, and you may be morally right, but you are legally wrong.
That's pretty much the story of my life. That's not the first time somebody's told me that.
Mark.
Mark. Okay, I got it. We heard I'm morally right, but legally wrong.
If you're a Democrat, you would take zero responsibility for littering and just blame it on Donald Trump.
That's probably true. It's Trump's fault. It's Trump's fault for the litter. 855-765-1045. We just had a woman call in. I guess she had to hang up. She had to go. But she said that it's actually dangerous because sometimes it's a way for women to be attacked in the parking lot. Someone will leave a flyer under their car, and that stops them from getting into their car because they go to look at the windshield. They go to see whatever's under the windshield, and then they could get attacked or carjacked or anything else. So, I mean, it does seem to me like there's no real reason. I can't believe you're making that much money off of these flyers. If there's anybody, by the way, hang on one second, John, don't go anywhere. If there's anyone who runs a business who advertises that way, if you spend money printing flyers, designing flyers, paying somebody to walk around the parking lot and sticking those flyers under the windshield, first of all, call me, 855-765-1045, because I'd like to see if that's actually a lucrative form of advertising, if you get some kind of return on that investment. And second of all, I'd like to patch you through to our sales department, because radio advertising just seems like a much better way to go. John in Jacksonville, what do you want to say?
Well, Mark, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
Love your show.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
No problem. Just wanted to say I feel that the person that printed the flyers, the ones that ordered the flyers, is the one responsible. They're paying somebody to litter. If you put that on your car, it's not your fault it blows off if you don't see it.
Yeah. No, I'm 100% with you. Apparently the law is against us, though, and that's the problem. John in Palm Coast, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, Mark Kay.
Oh, good.
What if question? I'm pulling out of a parking lot. I buy into somebody's car. Nobody's in the car. I'd be a good citizen. I leave my name and number and all that on his windshield. Am I littering?
That's a great question. That's a great question. I have a question for you. If you back into somebody and they're not there, why are you leaving your name and number on the windshield? Because you're supposed to. I don't know. I mean, technically, you could be. Or if they drive away and they don't see that and it flies up, then they're littering. So now not only have you backed into their car, but you're potentially setting them up for another fine.
Well, I guess I should call law enforcement first.
Yeah, I guess you probably should. Hey, thanks so much for the call. Danny in Jacksonville, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
What's up, man? What do you want to say about the littering?
It's all going to depend on what kind of mood the police in that pulls you over, whether or not his wife was nice to him the night before, what kind of mood he was in when he woke up and pulled you over.
I see. So you're telling me that if the cop got busy the night before, I'm not going to get a ticket.
Exactly.
I do now. Hey, thanks so much. Thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. I didn't know that's how law enforcement worked. I mean, it explains why my boss is always in a horrible mood. 855-765-1045. Or if you've got one of those newfangled cell phones, you know what you can do? You can just hit **1045. And if you just want to yell at me and you don't want me to be able to yell back, best thing is you can go to our mobile app and just download it for free. Leave us an open mic message like this dude.
Mark, I love you, bro, but stop with the flyers. Enough of this flyer stuff.
If you can't notice a piece of paper under your windshield, then you're too distracted. You don't need to be driving that car.
Mark K., your show is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get each day.
Yes, we are the Forrest Gump of radio shows. That's okay. All right, enough with the littering. Enough with the flyers. We'll get to the State of the Union. It's coming up tonight at 9 o'clock. We're going to air it here live on News 104.5 WOKV. A lot of people have questions about it. We're not really sure who's going to show up. We know some people that are going to show up, and that's what's really fascinating to me. I'm going to tell you, Donald Trump has some very interesting guests that he's planning to bring to the State of the Union tonight. We're going to roll through some of those. And Jamie Dupree is also giving you five examples of things that you need to look for, five things that you need to watch during the State of the Union tonight, should you watch it or should you listen to it? Because it's going to be very telling. 855-765-1045 or **1045. This is the Markay Show. Quick break. We got the news. We got more coming up on News 104.5 WOKV. Hey, by the way, great news if you're one of those New England Patriots haters. They found 14 more points for the Rams in Palm Beach County. So that's really exciting. They're just sitting there in a bin in the back of somebody's car. 855-765-1045 is our number. 855-765-1045. All right, let's talk a little bit about the State of the Union, because the State of the Union is happening, well, tonight. That's the plan. After a long wait, after it's, you know, it was on again, off again with the State of the Union, we now have a date and we have everyone scheduled to appear. Doesn't mean everybody's going to appear, but they are scheduled to appear. Big question mark is Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, because she, as you may remember, was in the hospital and she had some surgery done to remove cancer, and she hasn't really been seen in like forever and a day. She was out last night, apparently. She went to some kind of show about herself. So I guess that's how you get Ruth Bader Ginsburg out of the house. You know, they do a show about her and she'll show up. But there's no telling whether or not she's going to be there tonight. And I would gather that she's not. I would say if I were to place money on it, she would not be there at the State of the Union tonight. She's not the only one. There's a bunch of other Democrats who have said that they're not going to be at the State of the Union as well. There's a bunch of Democrats who are boycotting the State of the Union. Let's see. We have Representative Steve Cohen from Tennessee, Representative John Lewis from Georgia, no shock there, Hank Johnson, Earl Blum, like a handful of them. Probably not even as many, you know, that you're going to notice, because it is going to be jam-packed with senators and congresspeople, and the Joint Chiefs of Staff will be there, and the other Supreme Court justices will also be there. And Donald Trump is bringing some special guests, because that's what the president always does. President always has special guests that they bring, and they put them in the gallery, and they get to sit with the first lady, and it's really, you know, it's exciting for them. And every single guest is there to prove a point. Every single guest is there to basically bolster one of the president's agenda items. For example, some of the people that will be appearing at the request of Donald Trump at the State of the Union tonight are a daughter, granddaughter, and great-granddaughter of a couple allegedly killed by an illegal immigrant. This, of course, is to bolster his whole plan for a wall and border security at the southern border. There's also going to be Judah Samet, who's 80. He narrowly escaped the mass shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue. He'll be there as well. The White House has invited Alice Johnson, the 63-year-old grandmother, you may remember, who was serving a life sentence without parole after being convicted of drug dealing in 1996. And her sentence was commuted after Donald Trump was approached by none other than Kim Kardashian. And she asked him to take a look at her case, and he did, and commuted her sentence. So that's why she's free, and now she's going to be a guest of the president at the State of the Union. Another guest, and this is interesting to me, because one of the big points that everyone says Donald Trump's going to be hitting on today is unity. And one of the big problems we have in this country is disunity. And I don't mean this unit. I mean this unit. We are not unified. And that's, you know, Democrats are supposed to work with Republicans. Republicans are supposed to work with Democrats. But that's not happening. And there is so much animosity and hatred towards people just because of what they say or what they do or what they wear. I mean, you may remember we've had three instances in the past 2 weeks of people who were attacked for the hats that they wear. And they were unduly prejudiced in the media just because they decided to wear a red hat. And the media made up all these lies. The kids, the Catholic school kids that attended the Right to Life March. You know, Jussie Smollett, his attackers claimed, you know, the media claimed that they were wearing the red Make America Great Again hats. It happens constantly, all the time. People, old men on the street just getting beaten up and stabbed because of the hat that they're wearing. Well, Donald Trump has invited an 11-year-old boy to attend the State of the Union tonight. And this 11-year-old boy was bullied. Because get this, his last name is Donald Trump. He's not related to Donald Trump. He's just named, Joshua Trump? His last name is Trump. He's 11 years old. He's from Delaware. And he was invited by the president and the first lady, who has taken it upon herself to fight online bullying, to attend as their guest the State of the Union tonight. And he's going to be there to prove the point that online bullying and the discourse of politics and the fact that people would bully a kid just because his last name is Trump, with no relation, Joshua Trump, a sixth grade student from Wilmington, Delaware. He's been bullied. He's been made fun of on the bus. He's been accused of being a relative of the president. I'll be honest with you. I would love it if my last name were Trump. I'd go to every Trump hotel, every Trump casino. I'd throw down my ID and be like, I would, put it on Grandpa's bill. That's what I would say. But this kid hates it. And it's not, none of it's his fault. And Donald Trump is bringing him to the State of the Union tonight to bring attention to this. There was a similar case. I have a good friend who has two kids. They're in school with my kids, and their kids wanted a dog. This was before the election, and they didn't want to get their kids a dog because, you know, a dog is expensive, and a dog is, you know, chews on stuff, and when you travel, you got to put the dog in a kennel. So they looked at their kids. They said, if Donald Trump gets elected president, we'll buy you a dog. Well, guess what happened? Donald Trump got elected president. Their kids remembered the promise. And so the day after the election, they had to go and get this kid a dog, or their kids a dog, which they did. Very cute dog. And in an homage to the situation and to show that they had a sense of humor, they named the dog Trumper. And they told me this earlier, like, yeah, the dog's name is Trumper because we told the kids if Trump was elected, which we didn't think would happen. So now we have the dog. The dog's name is Trumper. Well, fast forward like a year and a half. I'm over at their house for a party, whatever. The dog's running around. Dog jumps on somebody. And one of them yells out, hey, Sophie, get off. Sophie, get down. And I think to myself, wait, did you get a new dog? Because your dog was named Trumper. And they're like, oh, We had to change the name. You couldn't walk out of the house and yell Trumper, Trumper. It was the people were threatening the dog's life. So they changed the dog's name because the dog was in grave danger from anti-Trump dogs. Like, I don't know. Maybe there were some cats in the community who were left wingers. Who knows? Who knows? But they changed the name of the dog from Trumper to Sophie or whatever it was. And now you've got this kid who's 11 years old getting bullied because his last name is Trump. No relation whatsoever. That's one of the other guests that Donald Trump will be bringing to the State of the Union. Nancy Pelosi will be there. Now, keep in mind, Nancy Pelosi, this will be the first time Donald Trump has two people behind him, only one of whom is his ally. The State of the Union is set up so that the president is at the podium. The president of the Senate, which is the vice president or Mike Pence, is behind him to the right. And then the speaker of the House is behind him to the left. Or is it the other way around? It depends on which way you're looking. But Nancy Pelosi, last year it was Paul Ryan. Nancy Pelosi will be sitting in that chair the entire time. And she's going to have to listen to everything Donald Trump says, every negative word he says about her party, every negative word he says about her House of Representatives, every negative word he says about the shutdown, every negative word he says about her. She's got to sit there and act like it doesn't bother her. She's got to sit there and not say a word. Keep her lips zipped. She's got to sit there and be quiet and listen to this 90-minute speech, which, you know, is going to be Donald Trump bashing everything that she and her cohorts are trying to do. And in his blog today, Jamie Dupree, Right. In fact, one of the five things he says to watch is the reaction of Speaker Nancy Pelosi. He writes, don't underestimate the power of a facial twitch, an eye roll, or a smirk. With the change from last November's midterm elections, President Trump will have a Democrat sitting over his shoulder during this speech to Congress, as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will wield the gavel, sitting next to Vice President Mike Pence. The last time that Speaker Pelosi and President Trump were in the same room was in early December, when the president said he would gladly take the blame for any partial shutdown of the federal government. The camera will be on her the entire time. It will show every facial reaction the speaker makes as the president is speaking to lawmakers and the nation, especially if, and I would say when, he directly mentions her. It's going to be, I'm so excited to watch that. 855-765-1045. We got a couple more open mics. If you have any questions or if you have any comments about the State of the Union, do you think, because a lot of people are saying that Donald Trump tonight, live at the State of the Union, is going to declare an emergency on the southern border, that Donald Trump is going to take this opportunity in front of both chambers of Congress, in front of the U.S. Supreme Court, in front of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, in front of the gallery, in front of the media, in front of everybody in the entire world. This is when he's going to take the opportunity to declare a state of emergency on the southern border and divert funds to fight it, namely building his wall. Do you think that's what he's going to do tonight? Do you think this is the time and the place that he's going to do that? 855-765-1045. I want to hear your thoughts. It's the Mark Kaye Show. Quick break. Your phone calls, your open mic messages, all coming up on News 104.5 WOKV. Mark Kaye Show. My name is Mark Kaye. 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045. It's State of the Union Day, which is very exciting for a lot of people.
It's State of the Union Day.
So yeah, I told you. She's not going to have a party. If you have any leftover Super Bowl snacks, tonight would be the night to break them out. But we have a lot of people that are commenting about what they hope the president does, what they think Nancy Pelosi is going to do, who they think is going to show up. This could be probably one of the most watched State of the Union addresses of all time.
For once, could we have a president start off this State of the Union speech with, please hold your applause until the end?
I mean, not this president. Are you kidding me? This is not the president who's going to say, hold your applause. 855-765-1045. Lisa in Keystone Heights. How you doing, Lisa?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you, Mark?
Great. What did you want to say today?
Well, I was calling in about the dog comment. I'm actually a breeder, and we raise Cane Corsos, which are an Italian Mastiff. They're a large breed protective dog, and you would think most people that would follow us would, you know, think along a conservative line, I guess. But all of the people on the West Coast, we had a puppy that were born in June of 2016. One was born with kind of like a darker body, but with like a bleach blonde hair. And we called it Trump. And we had so many people that unfollowed us and were seriously upset that we would name a puppy Trump. And we just thought it was cute and comical, you know, the way he was colored, but yeah, they seriously took offense at it and stopped following us.
Wow. And you know what? That happens a lot. One of my, I go to get my, now people are going to laugh at this, but I go to the barber to get my hair cut. I know what you're thinking. What hair? But, you know, when you have I have a little bit on the sides. And the problem is when you have the less hair you have, the more you have to keep it trimmed or else you just look stupid. But I brought my barber back a big Trump flag from the inauguration and he hung it up in the barbershop. Huge flag said Trump in the barbershop, and it was there for like 6 months. And I asked him about it one day. He goes, yeah, I've had a couple people come in. Guys, I've cut their hair for like 15, 20 years. They came in, they saw that. They said, I'm never coming here again. They walked out. And I go, have you seen him? He goes, I haven't seen him since. So I went in the other day to get my hair cut, and the flag was gone. And I looked at him. I said, what happened to the flag? Did you get too many complaints? Did you have to take it down? He goes, no, I sold it to some guy for $100. And I was like, oh, well, I'm glad that my gift to you was put to such good use. So anyway, hey, thanks so much for your call. It does have a very visceral reaction with people. And even just naming a puppy, a cute little Italian Mastiff, Trump, will have a negative effect on folks. And that's part of the reason he's invited. I mean, what you've just described with this dog named Trump and how you had people unfollow you on social media, not because you were saying, we hate Democrats and our dogs are all Republicans, or not because you were saying, you know, Donald Trump reminds us of a dog, ha ha. It's just because he looked like him and you thought it would be cute. And apparently for some people, that's way too much. 11-year-old kid from Delaware, last name Trump, goes to school, gets bullied. Bullied for no other reason than his last name happens to be the same last name as the president of the United States. Samantha in Jacks Beach. How are you, Samantha?
Good, Mark. How are you?
Great. What do you want to say about the State of the Union tonight?
I believe that Nancy Pelosi will have her earbuds in and will be listening to Glenn Miller and all of the great hits from the 1940s. And also, I don't believe that any Democrat will show up, and I say good riddance to bad rubbish.
You don't think that any of them?
None of them. And none of them should. They're all ridiculous.
No, well, then,
disgusting.
All right, so your prediction is that Nancy Pelosi is going to have earbuds in the whole time. And she's going to be listening.
Right.
She'll be listening to big band music to soothe her tired old soul. Maybe. Maybe. You never. I don't know if earbuds are. I don't know if earbuds are verboten at the State of the Union address. I don't know. I know people wear them when they go to the gym. I know people wear them when they're walking around the office here. But I didn't know. I don't know if you can wear them during the State of the Union. I imagine you probably will. I have a couple people that do that. 855-765-1045. A couple more open mic questions.
Where can I watch a video stream of this tonight? Because I don't have cable. And what time is the State of the Union tonight?
Both great questions. The State of the Union starts at 9 p.m. tonight, and we will be carrying it here live on News 104.5 WOKV. As far as a live stream, I imagine they live stream it on YouTube and other places. I toyed with the idea of live streaming this the way we do the show, where I would have the State of the Union, and I would just put myself in the corner, and that way I could comment live during the president's speech. I thought that would be great. We put it on our Facebook page, put it on Twitch, put it on YouTube, just like we do the show every day. But then I remembered, you know, I like to watch this kind of stuff in my underwear, and you probably, that may actually, we may get some unfollows, just like that poor dog named Trump. 855-765-1045. I don't know. I may still do it. I have to figure that out. That's going to be a time commitment, because I'm guessing this thing is going to go probably about 90 minutes or so. Anyway, we got to take a quick break. More of your phone calls, 855-765-1045. Anybody think that Donald Trump's going to declare a state of emergency tonight during the State of the Union and announce that he's diverting the funds to the wall? I want to hear from you. 855-765-1045 or **1045 on your mobile phone. It's the Markay Show. We'll be right back. Not only that, we're on Facebook Live. If you're on Facebook Live, do me a favor. Give us a share. Let all your friends know exactly what you're doing. Let your boss know that you're at work, but you're really just messing around on Facebook with us and everybody else who's watching. We stream on Twitch now, too. We've got like a record number. We're almost at double digits on Twitch followers. That's amazing. And also Periscope, YouTube. We're just everywhere. We're just everywhere. So if you're trying to avoid us, good luck with that. Big news day. It's Tuesday, but more than just being Tuesday,
it's State of the Union Day,
which is very exciting. And we're getting ready. We're prepped, man. We're ready to go. We've got the live stream happening here later tonight. Maybe we've also got it on News 104.5 WOKV. You can watch it, or I'm sorry, you can listen to it. If you want to watch it, I guess use one of our news partners, CBS 47, Action News Jax, or Fox 30. Either one of those, they're going to give you great coverage. And like I said, and then tomorrow we'll bring you the whole recap. I really hope something exciting happens. I know that people are reporting that Donald Trump is not going to announce that he's declaring a state of emergency over the border wall. And I know that he's technically given the Democrats 15 till the 15th to come up with a bipartisan agreement. But let's be honest, the Democrats have already rejected any kind of bipartisan agreement. The Democrats have already said, you're never getting money for your border wall. And Donald Trump knows that. He doesn't want another government shutdown. So it looks like, you know, it's going to happen, but is tonight the night? 855-765-1045. Mike on the West Side, how are you? Thanks for calling the Markay Show.
Hey, how you doing, Mark? This is Mike on the West Side.
Yes,
man.
Sir.
Hey. I know what President Trump ought to do tonight in the State of the Union.
What's that?
First of all, he needs a big screen TV out there, okay?
Yeah.
All right, and as he's speaking, right, and he says, well, Nancy, he turns to Nancy and says, you know, Nancy, you know, you say the wall's immoral, all right? And the wall's not effective, right? And you're right. And then he needs to turn the big screen TV, and he needs to turn it on, right? And Nancy needs to see the big screen TV. And as you look at the TV, you see a busload of illegals, and MS-13 throws some of them in there at her house.
coming out of the bus, scaling the wall of her house, and say, "Well, Nancy, I guess you were right. It's immoral and it's not effective. Maybe you need to build a bigger wall."
She'll probably have a
heart attack. Assistance.
That's an interesting. I don't know that that's in the plan. To bring gang members to Nancy Pelosi's house and televise it for her to. I don't know, but that's. Hey, thanks so much for your call, Chris in Jacksonville. How's it going?
Hey, it's going good.
Oh, good, man. What do you think is going to happen tonight during the State of the Union? Do you think Donald Trump is going to specifically mention a state of the emergency when it comes to the border security issue on the southern border?
I don't know. Since the Democrats have decided infanticide's fine, I think President Trump should just set up machine guns. Auto machine gun.
No, I know. Yeah, okay. Hold on. We've heard that one before too. I don't think you can. That's a human rights issue. Look, I mean, I don't. You bring up a good point though. I don't know, especially with what's going on. With what's going on with this whole thing in Virginia and with Governor Northam and with these late term abortions. I wonder if that's something that Donald Trump's going to put into the State of the Union tonight, because that is a hot topic, not just in New York, but also in Virginia. And, you know, I mean, look, those are two very liberal states, but they're not the only ones. So I don't know if that's something he's going to bring up as well. Bill in Hastings, how are you?
Fine. How are you?
Hey, good. What do you want to say, Bill?
Well, I think that tonight in the State of the Union, Trump is going to say that he will declare a state of emergency if there is no progress by the 15th. But building a wall would only be the second best solution. The best solution would be to send the army into Mexico and let the people vote on being in next into the United States and say, "Oh, want to come here anyway."
All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Interesting first point, meaning that maybe Donald Trump uses this as a tease. Maybe he says, "Hey, I'm not declaring a state of emergency tonight, but rest assured, if the Democrats do not budge, if Nancy Pelosi says no money for the wall, if there's no movement toward a bipartisan agreement that allows for a barrier at the border, then I definitely will." And that may be like drawing the line in sand. That could be it. Lou in Middleburg. How's it going, Lou?
All right. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I don't think Donald's going to take this opportunity to declare a state of emergency, because I think politically it would not be the best thing. His hardcore supporters and base would say, yes, that's what he should do. But I think with moderates and swing voters, it'd be not a good thing to take and do it, because he's already more or less made a promise to let the process play out and wait to see what happens by February 15th. So I really don't think he'll do it. I think he should do it though.
Yeah.
I think it's obvious that, you know, that our southern border, you know, presents a clear and present danger to our national security. And the other thing is, as I heard on another show on this program, where someone made a good point, we need a wall because a wall is a permanent barrier. It can't be turned on and off with the political climate. You know, a physical barrier will always be there, and it can't be turned off on and off because the next president coming in is more liberal. So now we don't need any barriers on our southern border.
This right.
Time.
No,
border,
yeah. And,
you know, force and let things flow through.
And that is a great point.
The physical barrier needs to be there.
Yeah, that is a great point. If you hire people, you can fire them in the next administration. If you have drones that you purchase, you can turn them off. If you have computer systems and radar and things like that, you can always just, you know, pull the plug and they power down. But a wall cannot be, I mean, it can be moved, but there's no point to it. Hey, Mitchell in Jacksonville, how are you, Mitchell? Thanks for calling the Mark Kay Show. What'd you want to say?
Hey, yeah, I've only recently gotten into politics. And the more I get into it, the more I wish that I had stayed out of it. But the thing about this, though, is people don't really, there's a lot of people that don't take the time to really, you know, watch the State of the Union addresses, yeah, and stuff like that. So the only information they get from like Facebook, or they get from CNN or anything like that. And, you know, they want to do like some kind of incentive. Like, if you watch the State of the Union address, or like a Where's Waldo, if you find Waldo, then you get $1,000 or something to give an incentive. And while they're looking for Waldo, they're also getting information to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Trickle them into learning something.
Yeah, well, that's so funny that you should mention Where's Waldo, because that's exactly what Donald Trump's been asking Nancy Pelosi for the last 6 months. Where's my Waldo? In fact, I think the whole State of the Union address is going to be, Nancy, where's my Waldo? Okay. Hey, he brought it up, not me. I do like the idea of gamifying the State of the Union, though. I've said for a long time we need to gamify the news. That's what I try to do. That's why we play games here. Not today, but every other day of the week. Listen, we got to take a quick break. Oh my gosh, somebody get Donald Trump on the phone. He's got to throw that line about where's Waldo into the city. It's going to kill. 855-765-1045. Quick break. It's the Markay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
He's going to wait it out and give the time frame that he promised for them to come to a resolution on border security.
That's an open mic message we just got about the State of the Union tonight and whether or not Donald Trump is going to declare a state of emergency on the southern border so he can just divert the funds and build his wall. You know, that's the big thing. Is he going to declare a state of emergency tonight? Is he going to mention it? Is he going to taunt the Democrats by saying, hey, FYI, you've got till this Sunday. No, you've got till the 15th. When is that? Saturday. And then that's it. Either the government shuts down or I declare a state of emergency.
Hell yeah, he's going to mention the wall tonight. It's going to be the second thing out of his mouth.
What if that's all he said? What if Donald Trump just walked out and was like, my fellow Americans, we need the wall. Mic drop and he's out. Like, what if that'd be it? Like, wall. And then he bolts. That would be classic. I know a lot of Democrats would be happy. 855-765-1045. We did get a comment on our Facebook page, and that's one of the things I love about live streaming on Facebook is people can comment and they can write them down, and then I don't forget them because they're right there in front of my face. But somebody wrote, "Do you remember when that congressman yelled 'You lie' at Obama? He got in trouble for that. Now watch a circus of disrespect that Trump will get from the Democratic side, and they will justify it." And that is 100% true. This is going to be the first time, I think, ever that you're going to have disrespect and outbursts that are happening in the State of the Union and are not vilified by the people doing it. For example, when Barack Obama, yelled out, "You lie," that was a huge deal. The other thing was Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito. I don't know if you remember Barack Obama, who got up there and he just started scolding the Supreme Court in his State of the Union. He said they reversed these decisions and it was going to do this terrible harm. It was going to open up all the courts to all these special interests. And Samuel Alito didn't say that's not true. He simply mouthed, "That's not true." And everybody caught it on camera and they raked him across the coals for saying that's not true under his breath to Barack Obama during the State of the Union. Well, I imagine like that's going to seem tame compared to what's going to happen tonight to Donald Trump. And nobody at CNN is going to report on it negatively. And nobody probably at any other news organization is going to report on it negatively. And no other senators or congresspeople. Nancy Pelosi, she didn't even say that Tlaib was wrong for calling Donald Trump a mother father right after she got elected. She said, you know, she's passionate and I will not deny her right or her freedom of speech. She didn't even deny that was wrong and inappropriate. So I imagine there's a good possibility that one of these freshman congresspeople is going to jump up in the middle of the State of the Union, point to Donald Trump and say, "You're wrong, mother father." That could potentially happen with no repercussions at all. 855-765-1045. This is Steve in Jacksonville. Hey, Steve, how are you? What do you want to say?
Hey, Mark, I just want to ask why most of the people over there at OKZ, they always say President Trump's wall. I think that just fires up the Democrats even more because it's not his wall. He can't take it with him when he leaves office. It's our wall.
Yeah, it's a wall for all. All for wall and wall for all. No, that's a great. You know what? I'm gonna go. I'll bring it up in the next staff meeting. I don't get invited to staff meetings. FYI, I'm just the loud guy that sits in the room for 2 hours. They don't involve me. Tom in Jacksonville, how are you, Tom? Thanks for calling the Markay Show. What do you want to say?
Hey, Markay, love your show, man.
Oh, I appreciate it, man. Thanks so much. What do you want to say, Tom?
Listen, I got an idea. How about if we declared war on Mexico?
And then what?
Because they're invading us, right?
Yeah.
So then you declare war and then you can go to war to repel their borders.
Right? You know, that's true. You know what? That's maybe you do the opposite. Maybe you declare war And then you say, all right, not war, but just a state of emergency. How's that? You dial it back. And then everyone's like, yeah, that's way better. That's way better. Then you get your state of emergency because they're just happy that you're not invading the country. It's a win-win. I like that idea. This is Larry from Irving, Kentucky. How are you, Larry? Are you in Irving, Kentucky right now?
Yes, we are.
Oh, wow. Are you watching online or streaming on the internet or something?
On Facebook.
Oh, great. Well, we appreciate you calling in. What'd you want to say, Larry?
What about Canada? I lived in Humboldt, Minnesota in the early 60s, and it was a big farmer community there and right across the border in Canada. And when wheat was being sold, you wouldn't believe the number of tractors that would come south to sell the wheat in the United States because it was a better price.
Yeah, look, I'll be honest with you. I'm from Canada. I was born in Toronto, and I have a lot of relatives. I know that's funny. It's funny. It makes me laugh, too. I have a lot of relatives that are still in Canada, so I am all about building a big, tall wall between our country and theirs. Hey, thanks so much for your call, and thanks for listening on Facebook and streaming the show. Ed in Orange Park, what did you want to say, Ed?
Hey, sir, good afternoon. I'm the guy screaming it's Friday.
Oh, yay. Ed, thanks so much for being part of our show. Yeah.
Hey, what I want to say is Trump is a genius, and he can easily get that $6 billion somewhere else and just stop the stupidity because everybody's hurting, baby.
How do you mean?
Everybody's hurting. They need to stop the sequester. They need to stop the furlough and all that. He just... look for the money somewhere else, which I know he can find.
Yeah.
$6 billion, easy find.
Yeah, no, I mean, he could probably find it in his couch cushions. The furlough's over, by the way. The government's back open, so we should be good there. The only thing is they may shut it down again if we don't get the money for the wall. We're all going to be watching tonight. It's going to be exciting, and we'll see what happens. We'll bring you the complete recap here tomorrow on The Mark Kaye Show on News 104.5 WOKV. Stay tuned. The news and Rush Limbaugh is next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.